Good morning, Kyle.
Hey, boys, how's it going?
Going very well, mate. Look, it's a big game on Sunday, grand final, but the fact that Newtown are in it, they're the feeder club for the Sharks, but there's a lot of Newtown supporters out there. There'll be a big crowd, and no doubt they'll be urging you on.
Yeah, mate, for sure. I think there's 8,972 fans there, I think.
Guaranteed, Kyle.
But yeah, it's going to be a massive day for the club. It's been a while since the club's been in the grand final, and whenever Newtown's in the grand final, it's a pretty amazing day.
Yeah, it's magic, you know. They were a foundation club. They were kicked out of the competition, but they've still survived in the New South Wales Cup, and it's great to see. And I can only imagine if you are able to win on Sunday and go and play that final against the winner of the Queensland Cup competition out there on grand final day, where there's 40 or 50,000 people will be in that stadium that day. It will be like an Origin game, because I'll guarantee you the 50,000 will be riding Newtown all the way.
Yeah, for sure. I know the boys. I really want to get a win for the staff. The staff down there are pretty amazing. And the coach, Matto, he's a good bloke too. So, yeah, hopefully we can get the win on the weekend.
And you won that game on the weekend against Penrith, TK, but your underdogs going into it. They were the red-hot favourites, Penrith, but yeah, you actually won. That must have been a great moment and a great thrill for you guys.
Yeah, it was. I think Penrith haven't lost since 10 rounds ago or so, but yeah, it was definitely a special win. It went down the wire. They had a plan the last bit of the game to score, but yeah, stoked to get the win and can't wait for Sunday.
Yeah, Kyle, you're regarded as one of the up and coming, you know, stars. Just pushing modesty aside for a minute for yourself, how have you rated your season so far? And you're happy to be playing the role you're playing? Did you think you might have got a call up to the top grade?
Yeah, obviously I put a few goals at the start of the year to play New South Wales under 20, so that was pretty special to get picked in that and captain that as well. But yeah, got my debut against Newcastle, so that was a pretty special moment for my family, and stoked to achieve those two goals and hopefully to go into better things next year again.
Yeah, and your dad Shane, of course, is the coach of the Cronulla side, and you know, you've played first grade this year, that debut. You still live at home. You're sort of sitting down with him at the dinner table and saying, "Dad, did you watch my game last week? And you know, am I a chance of first grade this week?" And all that type of stuff.
I knew that question was coming at some time. yeah, I guess so. Sometimes we're always watching footy together. We really enjoy going to work together and training together and getting a result on the weekend. But yeah, he just tells me when the time's right, it'll come, and I've got to keep focusing on my footy, and it'll take care of itself.
What's your strengths in your game, Kyle? What do you offer a footy team?
Probably just my organisation, my kicking game, I think. Nathan Cleary is probably one of my mates, but he's also a year older than me, and I've sort of just modelled my game around his. I've always watched him being an age older than myself, so probably a bit similar to Nathan Cleary. I'd be happy for that.
Yep.
Kyle, the obviously flow-on question from that is, Nathan's got a real ambition to be coached by his father. Obviously, you've had that sort of experience as well. Is that something you look forward to, or do you think it's a hard relationship to have going forward?
Yeah, it's definitely a hard relationship, but if he has that ambition, I can definitely see where it's coming from. We're definitely in the future, me and the old man would love to win a comp together or something like that, but about to see what the future holds.
Yeah, well, Cronulla are in good shape at the moment. They've got the prelim final against Melbourne on Friday night. Their Newtown, the feeder club, is playing in the grand final along with your Jersey Flegg side on Sunday. So there's a lot of depth and a lot of talent coming through the system out there at Cronulla at the moment. But you're taking on the Bulldogs. Have you seen much of them, and where are their strengths, Cole?
Yeah, I watched their game on the weekend. Reece Myers is one of their key players. I better make sure I bring my kicking boots on the weekend. He's flopped them from anywhere, but it's going to be a forwards game for them. They're going through the middle. Greg Eastwood coming out of the line. They've got big middles, and we've got to control their middles to make sure our outside backs can play on the front foot.
And Kyle, I guess we all bang on a bit about the tradition of Newtown and the fact that they were in the comp, a foundation club, then kicked out of the comp. Do the current players know much about the history of Newtown? Or is it just, we're living for the moment now?
At the start of the year, probably me and a few of the younger boys didn't know too much about the club's history. But since the year's gone by, definitely we've learned about the history of the club, and it definitely means a lot more when we put the blue jersey on each week.
Yeah, good stuff.
Yeah, and it'll mean a lot to those supporters, mate, who'll get out there and support you on Sunday. And as I mentioned before, if you can get out there on grand final day and play before 40 or 50,000 people, I know who everyone will be supporting. They'll be certainly on your back, and it'll be as good of an atmosphere as you've ever been involved in.
Yeah, for sure. I know after every game, we're always going to the fans, shaking the fans' hand. The fans love the contact between the players, and they're always cheering. They're the loudest support team there going around. So, yeah, hopefully we can get the win for them on the weekend.
Kyle, congrats, mate, on what's been a good season so far. Cap it off with that grand final victory on the weekend. And then, of course, we're hopeful of seeing the Jets in action come grand final day as well, and the big one up against the Queensland Cup winners.
Cheers, mate. We'll be there.
There he goes. Nice and confident too, Kyle Flanagan. I'm sure many people have seen him play. He's come through that pathway system, hasn't he?
Yeah, from New South Wales.
New South Wales.
The Sharks, yep.
And the Sharks, that's right. Had that little tiny taste of first grade, and he's a first grader.
Yeah, he is. He's a first grader in the making. But again, I think having his father there is a good thing for him, because he knows that he's just not going to rush him, and he doesn't need to rush Kyle. Kyle will develop and put pressure on Moylan and Townsend in the years to come. But it's a luxury to have someone of Kyle's stature waiting below in case something does happen to one of those players in Moylan or Chad Townsend.
They're going to have to cause the upset, mate, because he went through some of those experienced names that Canterbury have got, but Newtown are actually $2.35 outsiders up against Canterbury at $1.60 in that New South Wales Cup grand final come the weekend.
Yeah, well, both the favourites missed out, the Dragons and, of course, Penrith. Yeah, they were favourites to go through, but obviously the Bulldogs and Newtown have made it through. So it'll be great to see. It'd be great to see them on the grand final.
Good old jersey, isn't it? I'm wondering whether they get out the old Tommy from 81 grand final.
Oh, yeah.
Why not? Gents. Newtown Blue Bag in today at Warwick Farm. And a big chance, as are the mighty Newtown Jets, next Sunday's grand final. The 8,972 faithful are revving up. And that comes in from Henson Park. Cheers, Henson Park. But yeah, that's right. In today at Warwick Farm, a horse called Newtown Blue Bag in the, what race? The race 7, number 8. Race 7, number 8. So good luck to everyone involved in Newtown Blue Bag.
Race 7, number 8, TK, on top of the world. That's what it's called. On top of the world. That's the race.
Oh, that's the race. Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
And then down, there it is, Newtown Blue Bag.
B. McDougal.
$12 chance. You like B. McDougal, don't you?
Yeah, I don't mind B. McDougal.
Go the McDougal.
Not a bad jockey.